Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, building on the rock. It reads, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." There's an either-or theme here, which is a continuation from the earlier verses. We had broad or narrow, wide or small roads and gates. This time it's rock or sand. The wise are the obedient disciples, and the foolish are the false prophets, mentioned earlier in Matthew 7, bearing bad fruit, and the self-aggrandizing miracle workers. It's interesting that the wise and the foolish do have something in common. They both have the words of Jesus. As he says in this passage, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and," it's what comes after the "and" that matters, whether they put these words into practice or not. It's what they do with the words that matter, not whether they have heard them or are familiar with them. A recent sad news item caught my eye on the BBC. There was a man asleep in his house, and now he's missing, presumed dead. It looked as if a sinkhole opened up under his house and swallowed him. Life is uncertain, but the end of it is certain. We do not know when the end will come, but it will come, and not be denied. The storms will come, the streams will rise, and the wind will blow, and our house will be tested. If we have built on the right foundation, not believed the right foundation, but built on it, then we have nothing to fear. If the fruit from verse 17 is good, the future will be good. In no way do we earn our strength and security, but God cannot give us what we need unless we ask with humility. And how is that humility demonstrated? By putting the words of Jesus into practice. And perhaps James said it best in James chapter 1. "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." There's joy here. I think there's joy in obedience, and it's often missed in our world where the concept of obedience is viewed as a little passé. But there is joy. Imagine the joy of surviving a terrifying storm. The joy of receiving what we need from God, the joy of inheriting his promises. That's why John can say in 1 John 5, "This is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world." The commands are not burdensome when they lead to joy. Why not take some commands of Jesus and build them into your life today? The storm might be coming today, or tomorrow, or next year. But you do not need to fear it. The words of this great hymn sum it up well, the hymn, "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand." "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. On all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." We'll look at the last couple of verses of Matthew 7 next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.